これから2018年度第1回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Are there any questions about the essay assignment due next week?
Number 2. The store directory says the kids' clothing department is on B1F. What does B1F mean? Number 3.
Good morning. Where might I find Mr. Smith today?
Number 4. Can you put your hands on the steering wheel where I can see them? Number 5.
My computer crashed last night.
Number 6. I got upgraded to business class. Number 7.
My new boss uses quite bad language with the staff.
Number 8. Let's go to Susie for the forecast.Susie, how's it looking for the weekend? Number 9.
Could you translate this letter into Chinese?
Number 10. The ambassador has been recalled.2. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11. Hey, Alexis, how did your oral French test go?
Not so well. I'm having trouble with French pronunciation.
Don't give up. There are lots of free tutorials on YouTube. Maybe you should try some of those.Question. What does the man suggest the woman should do? Number 12.
What's up with this memo you sent today? Why are you stopping research on the new drug?
What's the point? The rumor is that the finance department is cutting off our funding.
That is a rumor.So there is no reason to stop. As for funding, let's cross that bridge when we come to it.
Question. What course of action is implied by the woman? Number 13. My mother-in-law's cooking is absolutely awful. I couldn't eat it.
What a predicament! What did you do? Did you say anything?
Luckily, I didn't have to. The dog was just under the table. Question. What did the man most likely do? Number 14.
Hello. How may I help you?
Hello.I'm new here, and I need to log on to the company website.
Your login ID is your employee number. The first password is newbie. Follow the prompts to change your password after the first login.
Question. Who is the woman most likely? Number 15. The president just tweeted that Chairman Kim should use higher heels on his shoes, and Kim tweeted back that the president needs a new hairstylist.
Tweeted, huh? How did we get to this point in history?
Who knows? 10 years ago, politicians used to make important announcements on the news or TV. Now we have to be fluent in birdese to communicate. Question. What is the attitude of both the man and woman towards tweeting? Number 16.
Excuse me, what happened to the women's fashion department on the third floor?
We have just reorganized the whole store. The head office decided not to carry women's clothing as there was shrinking demand for it.
Goodness! How did they arrive at that conclusion? Everyone needs clothes.
Question. Why did the store discontinue the women's clothing department? Number 17.
I heard you were buying and selling Bitcoin. I thought you were a bit smarter than that.
Ha ha ha. But why do you say that? I'm making money, and it's just like trading other currencies, such as dollars or yen.
Well, no, it isn't. There are 1,300 similar currencies. Bitcoin may disappear. You should leave trading currencies to people who know what they are doing.
Question. Who does the woman think should be buying and selling currencies? Number 18.
I heard you are leaving us. Why did you decide to transfer abroad?
Simple. The benefits are better. I can get paid more than here. Also, my housing will be mostly paid for, and if I stay for 2 years, I'll get a big bonus.
That housing allowance sounds like a good benefit.
Question. What benefit of transferring abroad does the man not mention? Number 19. Look at that house. It is beautiful. There's a huge swimming pool in the backyard, too.
Good news. There's a for sale sign, and it says only $3 million. You should just buy it.
Unfortunately, I forgot my suitcase full of money. Question. Which word best describes this conversation? Number 20.
This is Jean McGill from Standard Furniture. I'd like to order 5 more Wayfair dining table sets. Model AG132?
Hi, Jean. That's 5 Wayfair dining sets, model ATGR132. No problem. How would you like them shipped?
Fraser Trucking is fine. Could you give me a current quote for shipping?
Question. What will the man probably do next? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. What? You have another business trip next week? How about our children?
Someone has to bring home the bacon, and you aren't working.
We agreed that I would go back to work when the children go to school. The problem now is all the business travel. Is it really necessary?
Of course it is. I'm in sales, remember? I have to meet clients in different cities.
Sure, but why does it always have to be you? Number 21. Why isn't the man working? Number 22. What will the woman most likely do as a result of this discussion? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
I lost my smartphone. What a nuisance. I wanted to do some showrooming on Saturday.
Showrooming? What's that?
You don't know? Showrooming is when you go to the store and check out stuff you want to buy. You check the in-store price and the price online and buy whichever is cheaper.
Oh, don't you think that is a little unfair to the store?
Well, no. Sometimes we buy at the store and sometimes we don't.
Number 23. Which of the following expressions best describes showrooming? Number 24. What did the man most likely think was unfair about showrooming? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. You are well known as saying that global warming is a hoax.
No, I've never said that. The vast majority of scientists agree that the amount of carbon in the atmosphere is increasing, and global temperatures are higher. So it's not a hoax.
Now I'm confused. I'm sure you said something about a hoax.
I used scam, actually. Scientists agree we don't know the consequences of global warming. Yet governments are introducing taxes to prevent it. Before we know more, that's just a scam.
Thank you, Professor. I think I see what you are getting at. Number 25. Who is the woman most likely? Number 26. What expression best describes the word scam in this conversation? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Miss Tanaka was very upset about failing your course. She said you weren't fair. I'd like to hear your side of the story.
Well, she sent her final essay by email attachment. But it was only 5 words. With no meaningful final essay, she didn't have enough points to pass the course.
Perhaps she sent the wrong file. Is that possible?
She probably did send the wrong file. However, I sent her 2 emails asking about this before submitting her grade. She didn't answer either email. So I don't think I was unfair.
Perhaps not. But it's a small department, and she is telling everyone about this incident. Number 27. According to the woman, why did Ms. Tanaka fail the course? Number 28. What is the man mainly concerned about? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation.
Mr. White, I heard your country is planning to legalize marijuana use. What do you think of this idea?
Well, I agree making medical marijuana legal is good. It helps some people with serious illnesses.
Okay, but how about for recreational purposes?
Listen, I think this is a good question. Why don't you do some research on it and we'll talk after class next time? The World Health Organization website is a good place to start.
Okay, I will. And then will you tell me your opinion?
Number 29. What does the expression recreational purposes mean? Number 30. What is most likely Mr. White's aim in asking the woman to do her own research? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
Tonight, CNN News is honoring Boron. I met Boron last year in Cambodia and learned about his extraordinary work. Early in the Civil War, Boron's family were killed, and Boron was forced to join the army at age 10. He planted anti-personnel landmines. These small devices are buried just beneath the surface of the ground. They explode when stepped on and will take off a leg, blind an eye, or cause other permanent injury. The war is long over, but there are still 5 million of these mines unexploded. Civilians are now the victims. Every year, 26,000 people, including children, are disabled by them. After the war, Boron helped to clear landmines. At first, Boron searched with his hands and sticks. Boron got UN training in 1990 and now leads a mine-clearing team. They use metal detectors and explode the devices safely. In 2010, they cleared 163,000 acres of landmines. His team has saved countless children from horrible injuries. Boron has also adopted 30 children who have been disabled by landmines. He has vowed to love them as his own children and hopes to give them a better chance for a future. Please join me in honoring CNN hero Boron.
Number 31. What kind of talk is this? Number 32. What nationality is Boron most likely? Number 33. In this talk, who most likely does the word civilian refer to? Number 34. How many acres of land did Boron's team clear of mines in 2010? Number 35. What will most likely happen at the end of the talk? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Good afternoon. As you have no doubt heard, our company is going to introduce mandatory vacation leave starting next year. First, let me share some results of our research. According to the study by the Department of Labor, lack of vacation time lowers worker productivity. In fact, you all have 10 days of paid vacation, but many of you don't take your vacation days. Our company-wide average last year was 5 days. We thank you for your dedication. However, this graph shows that the number of vacation days taken in the last 10 years has decreased, and productivity has also decreased. The Department of Labor study results closely model the situation in our company. For these reasons, we will require all employees to take their vacation leave. Today we are announcing two options for implementing the new policy. Option 1. Close the company 2 times a year for 1 week. Option 2. Employees choose when to take vacation days based on our seniority system. We will give you a pamphlet today outlining some advantages and disadvantages of each option. A free vote will be held to choose which one at a meeting next month. We have some time for questions. Number 36. Who is most likely giving the talk? Number 37. What is the main topic of the talk? Number 38. How many days of paid vacation do the employees have? Number 39. According to option 2, who would have the first choice of vacation time? Number 40. What main outcome does the company want to achieve by introducing a new system? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.